For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
So about ready to get underway here in this fourth quarter here at Pirate Arena. Been all Lady Bombers these last two quarters. Bolivar's ready to throw it in. They get it to Berry. We're underway here in this fourth quarter. Lady Bombers leading 30-21. Berry to the left side gets a screen. Gets it inside to Williamson. Williamson hook shot over Foreman won't go as we have foul away from the ball. Oh, my goodness me. They call that on Anna Grace Foreman. That's her fourth foul. I mean, Foreman was the one that ended up on the ground. Unless Foreman will come out of the game, as it'll be Leah Jackson in now. Lady Bombers with four guards and Addison Yates. Green has it between the circles up top. Berry for three on the way off the window and the back of the rim won't go. Gilbert come up with the rebound, but they get it to Martin. Martin has it on the Branson logo. Now cross half court. Martin working to her right, gets it to Payne. Payne back to Martin. Martin picks up her dribble. Gives it to Gilbert. Bolivar now matched up. Switching screens as they get to Yates in the corner. Yates driving inside as we have a foul called. I believe that's on Emma Henderson. Excuse me, they called that on Trinity Williamson. That's her fourth. As she will come out of the ball game, she's replaced by Kara Larimore. They get it into Martin. Martin on the left wing to the opposite wing to Gilbert. Gilbert driving, couple of crossover moves, driving, tough shot. Won't go. Yates the rebound. One dribble off the window. That won't go. Still fought for. Bolivar comes up with it. Berry pushing ahead. Berry to the right side. She is fouled, it looked like, by Addison Yates. Was on Addison Yates. Her third foul. One foul away from the bonus is Bolivar. Henderson will check back into the ball game, replacing Cora Roten. Berry with it now, guarded by Martin. On the left wing, still dribbling. Now she'll get a screen from Green. Berry still has it. Berry driving. Slapped away by Martin. Kicks it out. Hedges for three. Won't go. Rebounded by Emma Martin. Emma pushing ahead. Give it to Kate Gilbert. She's wide open. Nobody on her. Mid-range jumper. Rattles around. Rebounded by Yates. As she is fouled. Don't believe they'll call it on the shot. No, they'll call it on the floor. She never released it. Kate Gilbert was wide open from the mid-range on the left wing. Gilbert gets it into Yates. Yates has it out of the right wing for Payne. Screen from Yates. Back to Yates. Over to Gilbert in the corner. Gilbert screen from Yates. Gilbert driving. A couple crossover moves to get to Addison Yates. Little 10-footer. Won't go. Kind of hesitated. Rebounded by Leah Jackson. She's fouled. This one will stay on the floor. We call on Emma Henderson, her third foul. Trinity Williamson will re-enter for the Lady Liberators. Almost at the six-minute mark, Lady Bombers still lead 30-21. Emma has it now. Martin with it. Now she's going to run some clock. Over to Gilbert. Gilbert with it. On the deep right wing. Back up to Martin. Martin about two steps inside the half-court stripe. Over to Gilbert. Gilbert has it. Corner to Leah Jackson. Three on the way. Won't go. Long rebound back to Sarah Green. Green pushing ahead. Green advancing all the way to the rim. She's fouled going up. It'll be a blocking foul. And she'll shoot a couple free throws. Deion Addison, excuse me, not Addison, Emily Payne, her first foul, team seventh. Green's first free throw, she banked it in. Green two for three from the free throw line as we'll have a timeout on the floor. Dell Leonard wants to talk about it. He'll take a full timeout. Lady Bombers lead 30-22 with 5:37 remaining in this ballgame. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Back here in Branson, Sarah Green ready to take her second free throw. Lady Bombers with three timeouts remaining. Bolivar with two. 30-22 our score. Second free throw by Green on the way. Off the heel of the rim. Picked up by Gilbert. Gilbert pushing ahead. Gilbert finds Leah Jackson in the corner. She'll drive inside. Little Euro step off the window. That won't go as we have a foul. Be on Leah Jackson, it looks like. It is. It's her third foul, and now Bolivar's in the bonus. It'll be Emma Henderson at the line with a 1-1 shot. Anna Grace Foreman and Addison Yates ready to check in. That replaced Leah Jackson and Abby Martin. Anna Grace Foreman playing with four fouls. Had an excellent afternoon so far. 15 points, and she's in double digits in rebounds. Excuse me, 17 points. The first free throw by Henderson won't go. Rebounded by Foreman. Martin has it. Now Bolivar putting on some full-court pressure. Martin kicks it to Foreman. Got tipped on the way there. Into Yates at the nailhead. Back to Martin on the deep left wing. Bolivar sinking back into their 2-3. Martin back up top to Gilbert, back to Martin. Yates at the free throw line. Got tipped away, went out of bounds, tried to get it to Emily Payne. Gilbert will throw it in. To Emma Martin. Emma has it to Gilbert. Gilbert to the left wing, Payne. Payne picks up her dribble. Tried to get it into Yates, and there's a foul called. I believe that'll be on Kara Larimore. It is. It's her first, team six. Lady Bombers one foul away from the bonus. Gilbert tried to get it to Payne, and it's picked off. Williams have picked it up. As we have a backcourt violation. And we'll have a timeout on the floor as we have a Lady Liberator down. We'll take a short little break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back here in Branson, we had a short injury timeout. Sarah Green of Bolivar came up holding her knee. Hope she's okay. We'll see what we can find out about that as the Lady Bombers get it back after the backcourt violation. 30-22 our score. Into the Yates, over to Foreman. Off the window, won't go. Foreman tipped it back to Yates. Yates off the glass. It's good. Addison Yates gets it to go. Multiple offensive rebounds. They finally get one to fall as Yates has her first 2 points of the ball game. 4:15 remaining in the ballgame. Henderson with it. Over to McKinley Hedges. Hedges puts up the three. Won't go. Rebounded by Foreman. Payne has it. Now to Martin. Lady Bombers just walking up. In no rush to put up a shot. Leading by 10. 4 minutes left. As it's tipped, Martin can go get it. Was not a backcourt violation. Foreman to the corner. Dribbling to her left. Over to Payne. Back to Martin on the logo. The Yates at the free throw line, tried to get it into Foreman, went off the bottom of the backboard, fortuitous bounce. They get back to Payne, back to Yates, back to Gilbert. Gilbert up to Martin. Martin to Yates at the free throw line. One dribble to her left, tried to get the hook shot to go, but Foreman was there to pick it up. Off the glass, no good. Lady Bombers almost came up with it. Bolivar comes up with it in the end. Berry with it now. They kick it, Hedges for three. Won't go, tipped away by Yates as we have a timeout on the floor as the Lady Liberator was able to come up with it. 32-22 our score. Lady Bombers lead with 3:13 remaining. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Out of the timeout, Lady Bombers leading 32-22. After that first quarter, Bolivar so far been held to 6 points. As they get it in over to Henderson. Holding it back to Larimore. Larimore on the right wing, driving to her right, puts up the shot. As Leah Jackson tried to take a charge, she might be called for a block. And she is called for one. Be her fourth foul. Larimore at the line. First one on the way is good. First points of the afternoon for Kara Larimore, the 5'8 guard. Second one by Larimore on the way off the heel of the rim. Won't go, but it comes. Bolivar comes up with it. Yates tries to save it. She does, right to Emma Martin. Martin has it to Payne. To Yates. Kicks it. Leah Jackson in the corner. They're in no hurry to shoot it. Bolivar ranking up the pressure. Over to Yates. Yates puts it on the deck. Over to to Jackson. Jackson tried to get it to Martin, but there is a timeout call by Dell Leonard. Did not like what he was seeing in that possession. He'll call a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Lady Bombers leading 32-23 with 2:40 remaining. We'll take a short break with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
So Dell Leonard talked it over with his team. Lady Bombers still leading 32-23, 2:40 remaining in the ballgame. Yates will throw it in. Yates gets it into Martin. Over to Foreman, back to Payne. Up top to Jackson. To Yates, back to Payne. Lady Bombers working it around. Couple of reversals, back to Martin. Pass almost stolen as Martin's fouled. Wait to see who that's on. As still haven't reported it, Ashton Lynn, her first foul of the evening. It'll be a one-and-one situation for Emma Martin as Kate Gilbert will replace Addison Yates. And McKinley Hedges will come in for Bolivar. Martin's free throw off the heel of the rim won't go. Bolivar comes up with a 2:20 remaining. Lady Bombers still up by 9, their largest lead of the ballgame. As we have an illegal screen called, I believe that'll be against. I believe that is against Trinity Williamson. It is. Should be her fifth foul. It is. Gabby Martin will check in for the Lady Bombers. Martin with it now. Bolivar meeting them at half court. Martin along with Gilbert in the backcourt. Gilbert has it just behind the half court stripe. Now to Martin inside half court. The Foreman at the free throw line. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to her left. Kicks it to Abby Martin. Back to Emma Martin. Emma driving to her right. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert back to Abby Martin. Back to Gilbert. She's met by a double team. Tries to fight through it. She does, and she's fouled. Be on 24, Ashton Lynn, her second foul. Be a 1-1 for Kate Gilbert. Final set of free throws in the single bonus as next foul for either side will be in the double bonus. Free throw by Gilbert's good. Kate Gilbert. Second free throw is good. Gets them both to fall. As the Lady Bombers are now up 11. Barry with it now. Barry back up top to Larimore for three. Off the right side of the rim. Almost goes out of bounds. Larimore tried to save it, but she hits the out of bounds line, and the Lady Bombers will take over. Minute 39 remaining. Haven Klinger will check in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Kate Gilbert. Haven Klinger, the 5'5 sophomore, will throw it into Martin. Bolivar meeting her at half court with some pressure. Minute 30 remaining. Lady Bombers up 11. Abby Martin dribbles inside. Back to Leah. Back to Emma Martin. Emma driving to the right, back to the left side to Jackson. Tried to force it into Foreman, and she's fouled, thankfully. Looked like it would have been a layup. If it were stolen, as the foul was on Carol Larimore, her second foul. Now the Lady Bombers are in the double bonus the rest of the way. Foreman's first free throw, good. Great afternoon so far for Anna Grace Foreman. Second free throw off the heel of the rim. Foreman almost able to track it down, but she tipped it out of bounds. Bolivar will have it. Bolivar working ahead, pushing it inside to Larimore. Larimore, three Lady Bombers. They kick it out to Larimore for three. Won't go off the right side of the rim. Abby Martin with the rebound. Fighting through some pressure, and there is a foul. As we'll have some more free throws. Now by Emma Henderson. Be her fourth foul. Shooting two for the Lady Bombers, Abby Martin. Martin, the 5'7 senior, sister to Emma Martin. First free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Second one, hit the same spot. Foreman comes up with the rebound, puts it up off the window. It's good. Anna Grace Foreman cleaning the glass. And now the Lady Bombers can see it. Lady Bombers up 14. Now we're under a minute. Bolivar working over to Barry. Trying to put it. It was tipped away by Emma Martin. Foreman came up with it back to Martin. 40 seconds remaining as Del Leonard will call timeout just to get the substitutions in. Amy Norcross, Reagan Hasselwander, Alyssa Sisk, and Abigail Hodges will be in for Lady Bombers. They'll leave Haven Klinger out there as Del Leonard empties his bench. 37-23 our score. Lady Bombers on top. 39.2 seconds remaining. They get it into Sisk. Excuse me, Klinger. Klinger with it. Top of the key. Bolivar back into a little bit of a zone. Klinger driving inside, and she's called for the offensive foul. As Larimore took the charge, just a tick under 30 seconds left in this ballgame. Lady Bombers lead 37-23 as McKinley Hedges will check in. Into Barry, clock running, under 25. Barry to the right side, Lynn. Lynn driving one dribble to her right side, picks up the dribble. Almost a five-second violation. Back up top to Barry. Barry puts up the three. Off the heel, the iron. Rebounded by Austin. Offensive rebound. Back out to Ashton Lynn for three off the right side. As it, Lexi Barry tried to save it out of bounds, it hit the out-of-bounds line on the baseline. And the Lady Bombers are 5 seconds away from victory. Clock running, and they'll get it inside to Reagan Hasselwander. Off the window, good. And that'll do it. Reagan Hasselwander with the buzzer beater. And the Lady Bombers come out on top 39-23. Great first showing in this first game of the Battle of the Border. We'll take a short little break, check stats, get ready for the boys' pregame show. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.